Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Surviving Life, a series based on Genesis 39, verse 21. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis 50, verses 15 to 21, the challenge of broken relationships. Broken relationships occur as the result of many things, and they need to be restored in your marriage, in your family, with a friend. Joseph was restored to his brothers. Look at Genesis 50, our text, verse 15 down to verse 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "Perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him." So they sent messengers to Joseph, saying, "Before your father died, he commanded, saying, 'Thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father.' And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.' And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." A large portion of the book of Genesis, 14 chapters, covers the life of Joseph. We learn about his family, 11 verses. His persecution, part of 4 chapters. His workplace, 6 verses. His sexual temptation, 7 verses. His triumphs and tragedies, parts of 4 chapters. And his restoration to his family spreads over 4 complete chapters. Chapters 42 to 45. God helped Joseph, and he can help you overcome the challenges of broken relationships. And there's 2 dimensions of restoring relationships. First, there are principles of restoration. Repentance. Sometimes we need to be able to say, "I was wrong. It was my mistake. I will change." To sincerely repent, we must take 3 actions. We must acknowledge wrongs. Joseph's brothers remembered all the evil which we did to him. We must ask forgiveness. Twice in this verse, the brothers ask Joseph to forgive them. And we must offer restitution. The brothers did. "We are your servants." And these actions must be sincere. It's not repentance when we just try to cover our tracks after getting caught. Repentance involves a commitment to correct our ways. Leo Tolstoy said, "Everyone thinks of changing humanity, and nobody thinks of changing himself." Forgiveness. It means we must give up revenge. Verse 15, Joseph's brothers thought he would seek revenge when Jacob died. What if? What if? What if is a terrible game to play. It holds a grudge and waits for payback time. Joseph wept. He didn't seek revenge. We must let go of anger. Chapter 45, verse 3. The brothers were terrified when Joseph revealed himself to them. They were right to be afraid. Joseph possessed great power. Joseph wept. He had no anger. We must give grace. The brothers, in verses 19 and 20, the brothers received from Joseph undeserved kindness. An act of grace, he reassured and spoke kindly to them. Grace affects your direction, speech, your forgiveness, forgetting, your love, remembrance, response. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, speak of love. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But there are problems with forgiveness. Forgiveness is hard to give. However, Joseph gave it freely. Maybe you've thought, how can I forgive what she said? How can I forgive what he did? And forgiveness is hard to receive. The brothers wrestled with receiving it. For they did so for their father's sake and would save their own lives. Still, they wondered if Joseph would later take his revenge. Guilt must be overcome or nothing changes. Repentance without forgiveness means no restoration. Forgiveness without repentance also means no restoration. And then second, there are practices of restoration. Restoration to others. All of us are in constant need of restoration with family, friends, co-workers, fellow students, church members. Restoration involves repentance and forgiveness. It means healing, growth, and closeness. Lack of restoration means division, anger, bitterness, brokenness. And then there's restoration to God. All have sinned and need salvation. And all have need of restoration to God when sin enters our lives. This demands repentance, which results in forgiveness. 1 John 1:9, if we confess, or we agree, our sin and turn from it, God forgives us our sins. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Scripture provides a revelation of God's plan through Joseph's view. Chapter 45 of Genesis, verse 5. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. Verses 7 and 8 of that same chapter, 45. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. And then Genesis 15, verse 20. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. And then Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Listen, you may need to act now to restore relationships in your life to others and to God. Don't let anger, guilt, or pride stand in your way. Work for restoration of broken relationships in your life. You think about that, and you have a great day.